thank you for giving me the opportunity to put a little clarification on my no vote yesterday at the meeting for the neighbor's landfill. I am 100% against any trash coming back into that landfill, and I've been out to the property, and I can stand on the hill, and I can see Pigeon Creek, and I can see Howard Creek, and I can see Bull Shoals Lake, I can see Norfolk Lake, I can see the water tower for Mountain Home, I can see the water tower for Bull Shoals, and the water tower for Promised Land. And why anybody would ever have thought back in the late 70s that this was a great idea to put a landfill here is beyond me. I do not understand why. So I'm 100% reopening that landfill, and I want the DEQ to come and pull every piece of trash that's in there out as well. But yesterday at our meeting, there was a resolution that was going to be passed, or wanted to be passed, that closed the deal with DEQ and LRS on that landfill. I was under the assumption, and maybe some misinformation on my end being new to this board, that DEQ was the ones that initiated the contract with LRS in the very beginning. That is not the case. This board that I'm on last year initiated the sale of that landfill. They started the contract with LRS. So our attorney, counsel for our board, told us to not vote for this, that we would be held liable as a board if we were the ones who initiated the contract and then were the ones that closed the contract. It was explained by our chair that it's like me selling you a chicken house. And we do a contract for a chicken house, and after we sign off on that contract and we agree that I'm going to sell you the chicken house, I go to the quorum courts of that county and say, we got to make chicken houses illegal in this county. That's breaking good faith, and that is breach of contract. So we were advised by counsel to not put this through. Now, in my years in law enforcement, when counsel advises you to do something or counsel advises you not to do something, you follow counsel, because if you get sued and you're held liable and counsel told you not to do it, you're on your own. So I'd asked some questions if LRS had been in breach of contract yet, and the answer was no, they have not. Now, our counsel and our chair and our board believe this sale is not going to go through because of the amount of money that were put on by the state on what it would take to buy and reopen this landfill in the 20 of millions of dollars. So I believe wholeheartedly the contract's not going to go through. I would love to put a nail in this coffin and end this completely and close that landfill forever. But I asked, is the board held accountable if we're found liable for breach of contract, or is Marion County, who I'm the judge of, part of that? Counsel's looking into that answer, and I've also reached out to some state senators. So erring on the side of caution was the reason for my no vote. My no vote is in no way of me wanting to open that landfill, and I wanted to make that clear.
Judge, if the board was found liable, was there concern that in the long run, the citizens of Marion County would have a financial concern in regards to the landfill?
That was part of my questions yesterday, and we're getting answers on that. And I cannot put Marion County citizens at risk of that lawsuit until I get the answers to those questions.
You said that you believe wholeheartedly that in the long run, the landfill will not be reopened because of the costs associated with it. How much are we talking?
We had been in contact with some senators, and they got in contact with the governor, and there is, I believe it's $22 million is what would be paid back to DEQ if someone wanted to renegotiate or open up the contract for that landfill. With that, I believe there's $15 million also in shareholders that would be there, so maybe $30 to $35 million, which, as Mayor Adams brought up yesterday, people do have that kind of money. That money isn't non-reachable in today's market, but it's still a hefty price tag to put out there. But if there's a way where, again, if the liability doesn't come back to the board and we can close that forever, I'm 100% on board with that.
What do you believe should be the next step of this committee, sir?
I believe we need to get answers to the questions on if we're held liable for breach of contract, what are the consequences of that, and what's the next step with DEQ to keep this from ever opening.
Once you get those answers, do you believe that this could go back before the committee for a second vote?
I do believe so.
Also, there was an interesting end to yesterday's meeting as well, with Chairman Fred Wohl no longer chairing the committee. There was a change in the state law. Now, that change happened prior to yesterday's meeting, yet the meeting went on with him chairing and with him voting. Do you have concern with the validity of that meeting and that vote?
Well, that concern was brought up by Mayor Adams, and the way council explained is that change in the law was for the tire bill is what was taking place, and that if you have a proxy or someone that shows up for you, they can vote, but they can't be a part of the chair. So I'm going to have to reach out again and get the answer to that question, but that was a very good question that Mayor Adams brought up.
When's the next scheduled meeting, sir?
I do not know the time, because this was an emergency meeting that was called for yesterday.